Bishop on Air. I'm Greg Bishop. Thanks for hanging out. And thanks to those who came up to me yesterday at Illinois Gun Owner Lobby Day. I was there covering for thecentersquare.com and Illinois Radio Network. And a lot of you guys came up and said you watch every morning. So I really do appreciate that. Good morning to those in the live chat as well, keeping you informed on this Friday. Just going to do one segment on iGold, but before that, I wanted to also just share with you some of the latest that's happened at the Illinois State House, where they had a long night last night. They were in until, about 9:30 or so. The governor held a news conference about a piece of legislation that passed late last night. And I didn't get to lay my head down until 11 o'clock, and they were still going into committees at that time, by the way. So another day at the Illinois House, the Senate, they canceled today, but another day at the Illinois House. And if you go to thecentersquare.com, you can find all of the stories that you need to know about, and plenty more is going to be coming because they were busy. Yesterday, they passed several dozen bills. In the Senate, they did advance a food additives ban, so you can go read a little bit about that. But the House, they passed the Health Care Protection Act, and this was a measure that we knew was going to be coming about yesterday afternoon while I was covering iGold. I got a phone call from my team saying, hey, the governor's announced he's going to hold a news conference after this measure passes the House. And it was about, 1:30 or so, 2 o'clock-ish, and we were anticipating that the measure was going to be called. It wasn't called for a good 5 hours afterwards, so an interesting day in covering news when things can juke and jive and shift all over the place. But the measure that that passed, it, ultimately, it's the Health Care Protection Act, what it would do. It's a variety of different changes, like, for instance, banning step therapy, making sure that there's network adequacy. It also ends unchecked rate increases for large group insurance companies. So these are just some of the provisions, but it's going to have an estimated taxpayer cost of around $30 million a year. And Republicans, some of them supported it. Others said that they feel this is going to be just an increased cost to taxpayers and only impacting a fraction of those who have health insurance in the state of Illinois, because Illinois can only regulate Illinois regulated plans. So you're talking public sector employees, a lot of them, and then of course any other state regulated plan that there may be. But I believe that the vast majority of people in Illinois have non-state regulated health insurance plans. So the governor announced last night that he's going to be touring the states next week to advance this, because this is only through the Illinois House. It's not through the Illinois Senate quite yet. So still several weeks to go before the end of legislative session. But that's what made it for a late night last night. And the governor was even on the House floor last night, watching the vote, and also hugging the sponsor of the bill, Anna Moeller, a Democrat from Elgin, on the House floor after the measure passed. But again, some Republicans voted against it, saying it's going to increase costs. State Representative C.D. Davidsmeyer from Murrysville, a Republican, he said that he's also concerned of the possible costs increasing for the non-citizen health care subsidies that taxpayers cover in the state of Illinois. So that's yet another question that surely will get hashed out more and more as to what will the impact of this measure be for those plans, because that's already costing approaching $700 million in estimated costs a year. So obviously a lot's going to happen. But listen, I mean, they passed a ton of bills. There were bills banning certain types of wild cats and I think kangaroos, and debate about Chicago public schools and selective schools that whether or not they can close. And you've got the elected school board, a hybrid board with appointees on it. And the Chicago debate was pretty protracted as well. So they're revving up and getting a lot of things across the finish line, at least out of the House. Now the Senate picks up bills and it goes back and forth. But primarily, we're going to be watching for that budget, right? $54 billion with a B, billion dollars. That's what's proposed for spending. And they've got until the end of May to pass that with simple majorities. So they're off next week, but then they come back and it's going to be pedal to the metal all throughout May. So wanted to give you that update, and we'll definitely be doing a ton more State House updates with unpacking of all kinds of bills, especially next month as we see which bills are surfacing to the top. Are they going to pass 665 bills like they did last year, or are they going to, you know, have 400 bills they pass? So we'll scour through a lot of that together to keep you updated. So keep it here with Bishop on Air. Follow me on X, search Bishop on Air, and don't forget to check out these.com/Illinois, where you can stay updated with all kinds of things happening at the Illinois State House. And I would encourage you to not just go and sign up for the newsletter, but also feel free to donate. It's a nonprofit newswire service, and it is definitely spurred on by your donations. So be sure to check that out. And don't forget as well, later on this morning, you've got Illinois in Focus. It's a weekly podcast that we put together, giving you a rundown of all kinds of things happening in the state of Illinois. So search your podcast servers for Illinois in Focus. All right, stay tuned. We've got Illinois Gun Owner Lobby Day from yesterday, a review of some of what was said. I chatted briefly with Alan Gottlieb after he addressed the crowd at the Bank of Springfield Center in Springfield, and then the march from the convention center to the Capitol, and a couple of comments from some legislators at the state capitol. So stay tuned. That's next here with Bishop on Air. Some of the sights and sounds from Illinois Gun Owner Lobby Day yesterday here in Springfield. I'm Greg Bishop. Thanks for hanging out with me and being part of the program. And saw some of you there. And thanks again for coming up and saying, hey, you watch the show every day. So it's always humbling and fuels my fire, that's for sure. So I appreciate that. But interesting things said. And of course, you had the convention center where people gathered to watch various presentations, and you'll read more about that at thecentersquare.com. But you've got, you know, the crowd taking in all kinds of speakers, and including Todd Vandermeide. He was there. He addressed the crowd a bit. You had the Illinois State Rifle Association board members, David Lombardo, Thomas McDonald, Anthony Clark, and a whole host of others addressing the crowd at the convention center, hearing about you know, things like where we're at with litigation against the state's gun ban, but not just the state's gun ban, a whole host of other firearms legislation as well coming down the pike. You heard from Alan Gottlieb, who was there from the Second Amendment Foundation. I touched base with Alan Gottlieb briefly, and he shared with us really what some of the major things coming out of Illinois are and why Illinois is so important in the Second Amendment space.
Well, one of the reasons Illinois is so prominent in the Second Amendment space is because the anti-gun people in the state of Illinois, the politicians, keep passing more and more anti-gun laws, which allows Illinois to take things to court and get court victories and decisions that create precedents for all the other 49 states.
So Illinois, with its continued gun control legislation being challenged in the courts, he presented to the people talking about the cases out of Chicago that went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court about concealed carry, for instance, or just any kind of carry. And even the cases about, you know, prohibiting gun stores in Chicago and prohibiting gun ranges in Chicago with Rhonda Azell, and two cases that had to be addressed in the courts. And seems that Illinois is a state that when there's a gun law and it's challenged in courts, it goes up to the Supreme Court, and then you have precedents being set. So Gottlieb kind of spelled out how important Illinois is in that space of challenging gun laws and getting results. He gave some indication of what to expect with Illinois' gun ban, especially if the Illinois Supreme Court, or rather the U.S. Supreme Court, takes up that challenge.
Well, I'm hoping that the U.S. Supreme Court grants cert to our case challenging the Illinois, you know, gun ban and magazine ban, and there's a good chance they will. It's a chance they might pick in other states case that's similar as well. We have a number of them percolating out of Maryland, out of California, out of Oregon. So it's hard to say which one's going to get there first, but there's no doubt they might get consolidated. So Illinois may go up with others as well.
So clearly a lot of moving pieces, different states with challenges to gun bans, but it could be Illinois that makes some significant movement in the U.S. Supreme Court, or they could consolidate cases, as Gottlieb said. But I also got the Second Amendment Foundation's Alan Gottlieb's take on those who want more gun control, saying that banning certain types of firearms keeps, quote, weapons of war off the street, or, quote, assault weapons off the street. He says that that's some misinformation.
Well, obviously, that's not true. They try and confuse the public, pretending that these are weapons of war, so to speak. They're not fully automatic firearms. The terminology they use is false. It's a false narrative to push their anti-gun rights agenda. And the bottom line is the courts aren't going to listen.
So after Alan Gottlieb's presentation, gun owners took to the streets, where they marched down Capitol Avenue, heading towards the Illinois State Capitol. And it is pretty incredible to see a lot of people walking down the streets with Tom Schaefer, who is the marshal every year with his chants. Good to see, you know, all kinds of people out there.
Thank you.
It's always interesting to have that kind of recognition in public. Then you've got, there's Rhonda Azell there.
Thank you.
Others, walking down the Capitol with the Silver Dome in the background, and it's always a sight to see. Now, there were only a couple of hundred people there. I'd say maybe 300 people. And it's definitely not nearly as large of a gun owner lobby day as I've seen in the past. But still, it's a sight to see. Then after they marched down through the streets, they held a rally at the Lincoln statue on the Capitol grounds, where state legislators spoke and shared their thoughts, including state's representative John Cabello. He's a police officer alongside being a state representative. And he talked about how gun ownership is important, especially for the law enforcement community. And he says that they know in the law enforcement community that they have support from the gun owners, and that support is reciprocal.
That you're trained. I know that you're going to have our back, because we're outmanned and we're outgunned.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
There's many of us here And we understand that they are constantly attacking your right. So what we have done, we've decided to file some of our own bills just to counter what they've done and to tell them that we're not going to take it any longer.
So he laid out a whole host of legislation that he's looking to do, including ending the FOID card. You've got the Illinois Freedom Caucus, who announced that they're pushing to cancel out the ban on semi-automatic rifles, handguns, and shotguns, and a variety of other pieces of legislation. But one that John Cabello talked about was a Stand Your Ground law.
You have to have the right to protect your family, because right now, longer and longer response times for the police, as they're doing their best to try to get to you, they can't be everywhere. You must have the right to protect you and your family.
Yeah. With the best weapon available.
With the best weapon available. Now, with all the crap that they have passed under this stupid idea factory, there's one that I think that you will all really like. House Bill 5863, I filed, and it is Illinois' Stand Your Ground law. You should not have to retreat. You should not have to worry about a lawsuit if you're protecting yourself or your family. Everybody here, I believe, is going to be a sponsor of this bill and all of the packages of bills that I told you about, because we believe you have the right to protect yourself and your families.
So, again, a lot of legislation being proposed by Republicans, but Republicans are in the super minority at the Illinois State House. Getting such legislation across the finish line is quite the hurdle for Republicans, especially when you have others on the other side of the aisle pushing for more gun control laws, and likely they have the supermajority behind them in that. So one thing that they talked about at iGold was some stuff really hasn't moved. Gun control measures haven't moved, but there's still time before the end of May when they could bring out some shell bills and advance things out of one chamber that's already passed the House, but they changed it in the Senate, and then they'll pass it amended into the House, and the House will concur with that, and then it's ultimately going to head to the governor's desk. So everything from including what they call Karina's bill, I believe, and that is a measure that enhances and increases law enforcement's role in firearm restraining orders, saying that law enforcement have to confiscate firearms from those who are subject of a restraining order. So that measure is still out there and possibly could advance. So we'll keep an eye on that, obviously. But some other measures as well, increasing background checks and training requirements and such. So clearly there's still time left in the legislative session for stuff to happen. And that was one message that the Illinois State Rifle Association's lobbyists shared with the crowd at the convention center. And then you've got State Senator Neil Anderson sharing this quip.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is the support group for people that had tragic boating accidents in the last year, correct? Okay, I'm in the right place then.
He went on to share some of his thoughts as well. Others spoke. If you weren't there, you missed it. So that was just a brief review here of Illinois Gun Owner Lobby Day. After they had that rally at the Lincoln statue, they then went into the Capitol and lobbied their legislators. But a lot of legislators were on the floor at that time as the House went on for, like 7+ hours. It was a long day yesterday, and the House is back at it today. We'll see how long they go, with today being the bill deadline day for them to move stuff. But again, anything seems to happen at the State House where they waive rules and they can take shell bills and move stuff around. So I guess that's why I got to head back to the State House to keep an eye on all that. Like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Follow me on X. Search Bishop On Air for the latest and a list of other stories that we've covered from the Illinois State House. And there's tons more to come. Be sure to go check out thecentersquare.com. And don't forget, Illinois in Focus, coming out in just short order here on Fridays. Have yourselves a great day, and we'll see you soon with Bishop on Air. All right, guys, I got to get out of here. Live show wrapping up. Shout out to those still in the live chat. Festus, Dan, Doobie, Aaron's Arms Accessories, Jorge, Warsaw, Keith, Rawhide, GH, Chris, Joe, bunch of guys in the bunch of guys and gals, Carla, in the chat room. So appreciate you. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll be back here on Monday. All right, I'm out. It's Bishop on Air signing off for the weekend. We'll see you soon. Thank you.